Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? This is Brother Carson, and welcome to Mad Dads Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm here. We're going to talk about an interesting subject. We're going to talk about criticism. And what is criticism? How do we go about dealing with criticism? And in leadership, you know, of course, you know, every leader goes through criticism, you know, whether it's good or bad. But we're going to talk about, as a leader, how do you take criticism? You know, how do we go about, you know, taking criticism, opinions from others, as opposed to make you better? Or there might be even bad, there's bad criticism out there. You know, usually we call them haters, but how, as a leader, do we take them? So I want to hear from you all. If you're listening, if you're tuning in, if you're rocking in with us, thank you for rocking with us. If you want to call in, you can call in at 1-347-215-9262. Again, I'm your host, Brother Carson, here on Mad Dads Radio. Now, criticism. You know, when we think about criticism, you know, we kind of have that nasty undertone. You know what I mean? We start thinking about, you know, all the negative things someone has to say about, you know, your work or your ministry or whatever it is that you do, or, you know, we think about kind of a bad thing, but there is good criticism. I went to Twin Cities Rise here in Minneapolis, and my instructor told me that there's no such thing as constructive criticism. And I remember thinking to myself, like, what is he talking about? You know, what do you mean there's no such thing as constructive criticism? You know, criticism can be constructive. But he was saying that criticism is never constructive. He said there's criticism and then there's feedback. You know, and then that was a difference. You know, there's a difference. And I never understood what he meant. But looking more into it, I can see what he's talking about now. See, because I spelled the criticism here with the Z on purpose, just to let you all know. Because there's a difference between criticism, you know, C-R-I-T-I-S-I-S-M, the proper way to spell it. Then there's the criticism that we get from haters, the C-R-T-I-S-I-Z-M, you know, just to kind of put that extra funk on it, you know what I mean? Why did I put the Z there? I feel like it'll give it a difference, you know, it looks more harder. But that's the kind of criticism we get from, you know, those who genuinely don't like us, you know what I mean, who typically don't like to see you pass or, you know, doing your thing and, you know, being successful. Those are the ones that always have something to say about whatever it is that you're doing with your life or your ministries or whatever that you are doing. You know, so, and it's usually those type of people that are trying to subtract away from what you're trying to do, you know, with your life. You know, these are some type of people that are really quick to try to cut you down whenever you start building yourself up. And you know, you do it all for God. You do it all for the Lord. You're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for people. You're doing it to help other people. You're doing it to, you know, set a foundation for yourself, you know. So, you know, that kind of criticism is made solely just to cut you down, solely just to beat you up, you know. Before we go into more details with this, want to let you guys know that Peace Bus is going on. So if you are in the metro area here in Minneapolis, you will catch the Mad Dads. We are in the green shirts. You will see Mad Dads on it. And we will be signing people up with any kind of resources that you may need. We know people looking for work out there. So we have an employment resource center that we can get you enrolled into. Tonight we're going to have our Tuesday night support meeting here at the Urban Adventures, which is located 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis, Minnesota. Again, 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. Come here tonight at 5 o'clock. We're going to have a great topic. I believe we're going to talk more about this. I'm not too sure, though. But just come out and just check it out with us. You know, we have fun. You know, people laugh, people cry. People get revelations, and it's a great place to be. Hopefully we can get you there. Also, later on, we're going to be talking about the GRIP program, actually, just one second. But also, later on, the same night, we're going to have parenting class, which is not just Tuesdays, but also Thursdays at 5 o'clock here at the Urban Ventures. Again, we are located at 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. So we would love to have you guys there. Just come on by and, you know, have fun with us and, you know, just try to become a better person. You know, there's some people, I admit, some people, you know, you got to become better people, you know. I wasn't a godly person. You know, I had to find that, you know. But first I had to surround myself with godly people, you know, young people at my, you know, at my age that were, you know, going hard for the Lord, going in, you know what I mean? So, but now, then we have, I guess, the correct definition of criticism, you know, the act of passing judgment as to the merits of anything. Now, let's think about that. To criticize is the act of passing judgment as to the merits of anything. Now, that's to the merits of anything. You know, we're thinking about the good things that somebody does and maybe that they are weak in some areas. Then we can use this kind of criticism. So then that we can reflect on ourselves and what it is that we're doing and we can improve. You know, now, the other criticism, you know, the one with the added Z in there, that kind of criticism, what is the act of passing judgment as to the merits of anything with the intent on destroying you, you know, not making you feel like you are, you know, doing better, but just to try to destroy you. The act of passing severe judgment, you know, sincere and fault-finding, you know. They look for faults, but they point it out. They highlight it. They bold it up. You know what I mean? They try to make it stand out. So it makes it almost kind of make you feel like you can't fix it or do anything about it, you know. So, you know, we got a lot of the criticizers in there, you know what I mean? We got to watch out for them. It doesn't matter who you are. Every leader has been criticized. I mean, look at Obama. They're criticizing him now. You know, they almost every little thing that Obama does that might raise him few eyebrows, he gets criticized to the point where it seems like people hate him. But, you know, they allow, you know, Bush to rule over 8 years of our country and destroy us. And he hardly got criticized. He got joked about, but, you know, we got a person who's here talking about change, even though I don't really truly believe in politics. But then you guys want to elect Bush twice, you know. So that's how criticism goes. You know, it always comes with a price. Being a leader, it comes with a price. And, you know, it comes a time where we have to talk about, you know, clearing the air and, you know, pointing out certain facts about yourself just to let people know that, look, you got it all wrong. You got it all twisted with me. You know, this is where you're incorrect at. There's certain times when we do that, but for the most part, those who are leaders continue to do what they have to do, or they can get better depending on what kind of criticism is coming at them. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, if I'm going out and I'm having a ministry out on the streets with a couple of brothers, you know, we're going to have some people is going to look at us, being young black brothers at that. Some people are going to view us as gangs. And they might come up to it, well, you guys kind of look like gangs, and it don't look right. Okay, now I have two options. I can either be offended and say, well, we're not a gang. You know, this is a ministry, and we're trying to reach other souls and not recruit them for gang, but in fact get them to know Christ. Or I can continue doing what I'm doing and touch more souls and let my work do the action. You know, let my work do the talking, you know what I mean? I can continue on and have my ministry going on and having more and more people be in touch, more and more people being converted over to know the Lord. More and more people doing all these things and having ultimately the community a better place to live. Or I can just try to fight demons all day long and you know, trying to explain myself. What we have to realize is, as leaders, we do not have to explain ourselves for those who are there to subtract from you. You know, when it comes to maybe a public area, like we talked about this just the other day here at Mad Dad's at the office, Monday morning meetings we have every Monday morning. There might be a come time when there's a crowd of people, you know, and there's an opportunity to clear the air, then do so. But do it humbly. You know, we got to have that sense of humbleness with us when we do these type of things. Or being any kind of leader, you got to have humbleness. You know, humility, and also the patience to sit there and tell them, look, you have it all wrong, and this is why. You know what I mean? So we have to be careful and think about exactly what we say and who we're saying it to, you know, because a lot of people are so quick, especially the criticizers, they are quick to you know, flip your words or come at you. Or they point at you and pick at you and do all kinds of things to get you to react negatively. You know, but we're going to see through that. You know, we fall through that. We're not going to be victims of that stuff. You know what I mean? But we're just going to continue to do what we have to do as leaders. But we got people, like I mentioned on the previous show, we got adders. You know, we got suppliers. We got dividers, we got subtractors, and then we got multipliers, you know what I mean? That's with us, you know, anything that we do as far as our leadership goes. We got those people. You know, if you got adders and multipliers, those are the ones that's going to support your ministry, and those are the ones, and it's not just ministry, don't get me wrong, anything that you do, football team, whatever, you know, adders and multipliers are going to give you the criticism you need that's going to be building, you know, the foundation, is not picking at it and destroying it. You know, adders and multipliers are the only ones that you should accept criticism from. You know, those who's going to add or multiply to what you are trying to do or what you're trying to achieve. You know, if you want to be a football player, you want to make it to the NBA, I mean, not NBA, the NFL, then what you would do is you would join the team, get around a group of individuals who are, you know, enthusiasts of football and who will train you and get you on a team and all that stuff, you know, that's going to add and multiply to your passion, you know, because ultimately it will then add and multiply to your talent and get you into the NFL, you know. Or then there's the subtractors. You can have that passion to be a football player and be in the NFL, and then you got somebody like, man, you slow. How are you going to be in the NFL and you slow? You can't catch. You can't run. You can't kick a ball. You can't, you know, quarterback. You can't do nothing. Those are the ones that are telling you how you can do something are subtractors. They are there to take away your dream, and you cannot allow that to happen. You know, if you have a dream, that dream is yours, and you have to rely on yourself and God to get you to your dream. You know, my quote is, you know, you are in charge of your destination. God is in charge of the navigation. You know, your destiny is already written. How you get there is up to you. If you decide not to use God's navigation, then you decided to struggle. You know, you decided to set yourself up for failure. You know, and, you know, when these subtractors and these dividers come into play, you wouldn't know who's who. Because a lot of people can look and act and might feel like your friend, but they won't be. You know, find yourself some adders and multipliers. Those multipliers, they're going to do whatever you're trying to do, they're going to multiply. You know, not only are they going to tell you you can do it, I know some people who can help you with this. And not only can they help you with this, they got this. And not only do they have this, they have this. Those are multipliers. They are with your dream. They believe in you. They believe that what you want to do is going to work out because they believe in your talent. No, they believe in who you are. So, but we have those times where we are attacked by these subtractors. Excuse me. I do apologize for that brief pause. I was actually coughing pretty bad. I wanted to elaborate more on the dividers and the subtractors, you know. To get on the dividers, these are people that's going to come in when you are at your peak, when you are doing it your best. They come in and they try to separate you from whatever it is your goal is. You want to become a better basketball player. The biters will come in and make sure they take all the basketballs, take all the basketballs out of the gym, make sure you don't shoot another basket, or they'll take your sneakers, or, you know what I mean, or they'll just try to divide you from a team, you know, get you away from your dream, get you away from doing what you have to do, you know. These are the people that's going to sit there and keep trying to divide from you. Now, you can recognize these people. They are most known. They are very easily known. But sometimes they can be very crafty. You know, dividers can be your close friend or who you might, you know, think is your friend. You know, dividers can be the most, craftiest thing out there. You know, dividers can be girlfriends. You know, that's not true. That ain't real. You know what I mean? Just phony, just waiting on payday or something. Or, you know, friends just waiting on. They always have to ask something from you, and then they try to separate you from a real friend and try to be with him who's not a real friend. Those are dividers. They are there to put it down the middle, just to kind of take you away from others that are real friends. They divide you. You know what I mean? They can't have you as a whole with your team because, you know, then it becomes a problem. You know what I mean? But get yourself around, you know, multipliers and adders, because these are the people that's going to help support your dream. We was actually talking to me and my boss, BJ Smith. We was actually talking to a group of young guys that was on parole. And we talked about dreams. And we asked this one guy, what is your biggest dream? And he wants to make it in the NBA. And so what me and VJ did was we mentioned how the streets is a divider. It's a cutoff. When you are doing what you're supposed to do in school and somehow the streets get in there, you know what I mean? The demon can just build streets anywhere in your life, you know. You know, we just got to, you know, on our journey, we just try not to drive on them. But, you know, these streets in the, you know, they kind of get in the way. You know, they got that pipe dream of, you know, making money. You know, they got that big lie, but we can't see it's a big lie until we start living it. You know, in the streets can get you only two ways, jail or dead. You know what I mean? The streets is the interrupter. You know what I mean? That is getting in the way of your dream. If you are doing your thing in high school and you're making good grades and you got plans on to going to college, you know, streets is not going to support that because you're doing the opposite of what the streets wants you to do. So, therefore, it has to interrupt. You know, it has to come in and say, look, you're not doing what I want you to do. You know what I mean? You're trying to get your education, and you're not, you know, you're not worrying about feeding the flesh. You know what I mean? So we gotta ignore the streets. If you're a brother and you listen to this program, if you are right now in the gang or you got people in the gang, get your people out the gang. The gang is not gonna support their dream. I mean, and what I'm saying is definitely true, because what gang, you know, is trying to get their boys into college? Not too many, if any, you know. So I definitely want to hear from you. If you want to call in and talk it up with me, the number is 1-347-215-9262. Again, the call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. I definitely want to hear from you guys. If you are listening right now, you know, don't just hear me chit-chat. I want to chat with you. You know, I tell people all the time every week, you know, call in, add your 2 cents, because even 2 cents is valuable. You know, I love saying that because it's such an original, it's such an original quote, and not to be bragging or boasting, but just knowing that, you know, it's a true statement. I mean, even though this program here, you know, we talk about a lot of things, and a lot of things may be opinionated, but for the most part, we bring facts on this show here. You know, we keep it real. You know, I love to hear people's 2 cents about things, because I want to know where we are as a people, you know, here on North Side of Minneapolis. So, again, if you are listening and you want to call in and talk with me for a little bit, call in anytime at 1-347-215-9262. And we are on air every Tuesday at 1 o'clock to 2. So, you know, if you don't catch this, if you don't catch all of this week, you can definitely call in next week. We're going to have another topic for you. But I definitely would like to hear from you all. Now, I know what some people may be thinking, you know, how do we go about, you know, facing haters without being contentious? You know what I mean? Having that kind of spirit, like we have to answer to somebody. Well, humbly, I mentioned humbleness briefly just, you know, before. Well, being humble is that whole act of, you know, how do you go about when people are giving you these criticisms, you know what I mean? What does being humble mean? You know what I mean? How do I become humble? Well, the best way to find humbleness, to me, is to check the Bible. Jesus Christ was a very humble man. You know, he was able to serve his disciples. He washed their feet. You know what I mean? Despite anything that happened, he answered the questions. You know, they'd be hard blows, but they'd be the truth. You know what I mean? Sorry about that. I was yawning, people. But they'd be the truth. You know, so... you know, Jesus ain't have to cuss, act goofy when anybody. He told the truth all the time. You know, being humble is to not be proud or arrogant. You know, it's to be modest. To be humble, you know, is a great thing to have, because people can look at you and say, wow, this man is successful, and he doesn't have to boast about it because he has humbleness. He's humble. You know what I mean? He does not have to be ignorant about it. He's not arrogant. You know, he's not a proud person. You know, the negative kind of proud. Not the I'm, you know, proud of this person, but just, you know, having that person just proud, like, I did that. You know, I'm the one doing this. I'm the king of the jungle type attitude. Those kind of people don't have humbleness in them. Those are the ones that we would consider arrogant. You know, humble, having a feeling of insignificance, inferiority, subservience, you know, in the presence of so many world-famous writers, I felt very humble, you know, those would be examples, you know what I mean? So just having those kind of, you know, and also just understand to be subservient is not necessarily saying, oh, you know, it was nothing, or I can't really do it, or it's just basically saying, look, this is just what I've done, and, you know, it's a good work of art, and let's just agree that it is a good work of art, you know what I mean, type of stuff like that. Humble also is to be defined as low in rank, importance, status, quality, you know, lowly, you know what I mean, courteous, respectful, you know, somebody who has to say something like, in my humble opinion, you are wrong. That's that positive criticism, especially if you are wrong, you know. If we have to, I mean, that's one of them things that people start criticizing you, you know, you come up to them and you tell them, hey, in my humble opinion, you are wrong, and this is why. And you take that time, and that's when you clear the air with whatever it is, because I got to tell you, Mad Dads get a lot of bad rap from past Mad Dads that came in, you know what I mean? There's been people who messed it up for us a few times. But instead of us, you know, got to fight everybody all the time, what we do is we just say, hey, look, you know, I understand where you're coming from. I know that this person might have did you wrong. This person is not right for what he did or what she did. But I'm this. My name is this from the Mad Dad. I had nothing to do with whatever this person did from back then. However, I will apologize. That's being humble. You know what I mean? So we got to practice that. I think a lot of times when it comes to especially hip-hop today, you know, we got a lot of rappers and singers coming out, and they are full of arrogance. You know, they talk about their swag and all this kind of stuff. It's arrogant. You know what I mean? Songs that they come out with Grammys and stuff, and, you know, and they have nothing, they have no ounce of humbleness in them. You know what I mean? They just go up and they take it and they like, yeah, you know, my album number one, this and that. And, you know, I want to thank God. They always thank God for their godless album. But I digress. Anyway, you know, they say, you know, my swag is off the chain. You know, my flow is so ridiculous, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's arrogance and it's not humble. It's ridiculous for the most part. You know, and it's going against the word of God. We shouldn't be proud people like that. You know, all the glory goes to him, not to ourselves, because we couldn't do it if it wasn't for him. You know, and I'm not saying give God credit for, you know, songs or anything that you do that's just downright crazy or, you know, godless or whatever. That's the kind of stuff that's, you don't give him the glory for that because it wasn't none of his glory. That was more of a fleshly desire, you know. But, you know, criticism and leadership is very, it goes hand in hand. You know, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, probably been criticized the most when it comes to these leaders, you know what I mean? Martin Luther King Jr., man, he, you know, wanted equality as far as people goes, as far as black people, white people, you know what I mean? And his biggest critic killed him. You know what I mean? It's a hard thing to talk about, you know, but it's real. People sometimes do get killed over stuff like this, but, you know, we do this stuff for the Most High once again, and we let our criticizers criticize because, number one, that's their opinion. Number two, our work does the talking, like I mentioned before. You know, it's always great to reflect on what we have done in our business and how many people that we affect with our business, how many people that we've touched, you know, how many lives have we improved because of that stuff, you know what I mean? It's just a great feeling. It's a great feeling. It's a very great feeling. You know, just to have that, you know. And oftentimes I have to think about that stuff. You know, I got to think about where would I be if it wasn't for God? Where would I be if it wasn't for Mad Dads? None of that. You know, I got to think about this stuff because it helps me keep my humble, number one. And number two, it helps me to realize that we're doing a great thing, especially when these criticizers come in. You know, but it's going to be a lot of them. If you are a leader, I have to say this. Don't be discouraged. You know, you have a mission statement. Don't be discouraged. The criticizers are going to come in, And they are going to try to chop you down. You know, they come in with sharp teeth and axes. You know what I mean? And all they want to do is chop you down. You know what I'm saying? But we're not going to let that happen. I mentioned the Mad Dad's mission statement last week. And I want to mention it again because I want to let you know how much that this goes hand in hand, especially with Mad Dad's work. Our mission statement is, the mission of Mad Dad's is to bring about positive change, to seek out, encourage, motivate, and guide committed men in the struggle to save children, communities, and ourselves from the social ills that presently plague neighborhoods. Mad Dad's employs strategies to engage parents in the intervention and prevention of community problems and is designed to attract, challenge, and prepare them to be vocal, visible, and vigilant in restoring self-communities and health families. And, you know, being that we go for this mission statement, the minute that we give up, we lie to ourselves and we lie to our community. So, Mad Dads are good people. I know a lot of times we get a lot of haters and people talking. We run into people who don't genuinely like Mad Dads and they don't know why. There's people out there who do not like Mad Dads and they don't have a good reason why not. Because they best friend told their mama, who told their uncle, who told their cousin that Mad Dad did something crazy. But see, that kind of criticism, it doesn't affect us. Because we have thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that we've helped get right back on the right path to do the great things, to do good things, you know. And it's a blessing. It really is. It's a big blessing to have that. But I definitely want to hear from you if you haven't called in. We typically have a lot of people call in. But, again, this is Minneapolis Mad Dad. We're busy, baby. We can't call in all the time now. So I know my Mad Dad's probably won't be able to make it to give me a call. But if you are listening and you want to talk more about this or if you want to share an experience or anything, give me a call at 1-347-215-9262. I definitely would like to pray for the families that where we lost someone recently. We've been at their vigils and stuff like that. I've been praying for them. Also, I'm going to request that you all pray for the Mad Dads. You know, we go through things personally here that's kind of stressful on us. You know, sometimes, you know, the things that we do sometimes to kind of get things going. But pray for Mad Dads and pray for those who don't have a dad and, you know, they kind of need that father figure and pray. You know, pray for peace here on this block, on this community, you know, on the north side and south side. Pray that these drug dealers would find a new way, you know, find a way out and find a new way to live, a new honest way, you know, a way that doesn't require them being sneaky and going to jail and, you know, risking their lives. Pray that they find a better way out. And also, in order to have that humbleness, pray for your criticizers. I know it's a hard thing. I know, you know, most of us like to live by the philosophy, you know, smack me and I smack you back type thing, but you know, forgiveness is a key. It really is. You know, as soon as somebody come at you with negativity, you should be able to smile, you know, and say, I love you, brother, and I got to go. You know what I mean? You ain't got to stick around and talk with them. Just let them know. Thank you. You know what I mean? Thank you for giving me your opinion because that means I'm doing my job. That means I'm getting people talking. You know what I mean? But I definitely, you know, I feel what some people say, you know, somebody come and then try to holler at you and talk about what you should be doing. We can get defensive. I can understand that because I have before. You know, actually this morning, I feel like I can tell you all this. Lady came in the office and had an attitude and was talking about how the mad dads were on the bus. And that they didn't have a pen. I'm sorry, I was showing it again, y'all. I do apologize for the pauses. And that they didn't have a pen, and she was kind of mad about that. So she drove all the way to the office, and she was like, "Where's the big shot?" And, you know, that's kind of offensive, being that, you know, hey, you know, look, we don't view ourselves like that, number one. You know what I mean? Number two. You know, we all big shots, you know, okay? But it's not like in that kind of way. You know, big shots as far as, look, it's no kings in here. We're all kings, you know, and for the women that work here, they're all queens. We all kings and queens that work here in the Mad Dads, and we serve nothing but our brothers and sisters that are also kings and queens. So I didn't get into that when she said that. I just told her, look, Mr. Big Shot actually left a few minutes ago. I was referring to BJ, my boss. And she said, well, do you know how big that the Minneapolis Mad Dads are? I said, yes, ma'am. I work with them. Okay, because I was about ready to go to Shiloh and talk to the big dad. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't know why you would go to Shiloh to talk, being that you are here at our headquarters, you know. But, you know, she told me to be quiet. And she said, I went and asked them for a pen, and they patting around, looking around. It's not a good look. So I bought y'all some pens. And she kind of, you know, slammed the first pack in my hand, second pack, third pack. And I'm like, okay, well, thank you, ma'am. You know, and she had an attitude, but it was okay. I was humble. I was able to smile, and I was able to tell her thank you for giving us some pens, you know. Reality is that she was on the bus, and, you know, she must have asked the mad dad for a pen. They probably briefly was looking for one, but, you know, they typically do that if their pen is being used at that moment. You know, mad dads, we do peace busting, so that's what we've been doing for quite a while. Matter of fact, you guys will catch us later on. You guys probably can catch mad dads right later on, like around 3:00 to 8:00. For the peace bus, you know. But typically for the peace bus, they're signing people up, you know what I mean, for services. And so they have pens. But I couldn't let her, I couldn't get a word out. She was, you know, an elder. So I let her talk and get whatever she is, whatever she has to get out, and just let her talk. And I had to humble myself, you know. But her criticism was that you guys need some pens and that y'all need to grab. Okay, well, guys need to start carrying extra pens. And she added to our company because she came and gave us more pens. So now we got a bunch of these red ones in here. If y'all need a pen, come on, stop and drop by. But, you know, God works like that. He does. God works like that. You know, if she wanted to subtract, she could have continued talking bad, but she didn't subtract. She added to us and got us some pens. So we thank God for ladies and people like that that comes our way here at Mad Dads and just have their ways to donate, you know, and, you know, do what they want to do, what they have to do for our program to become a more prominent figure in our neighborhoods and our communities because, you know, let's face it, we need this. We need this. We really do. Well, I know y'all tired of me talking for a full hour. I definitely would love to hear you call and give me a call in at 1-347-215-9262. Next week, I'm going to have the chat room open. And as we talk, and if you have any questions, you can just text it up, type it in, and ask that question. But that'll be next week again. Every Tuesday at 1:00 to 2:00. you know. So I definitely want to hear from you all next time. And my host, my co-host actually, Gil Baggett, actually didn't call in today too. But that's okay. You know, we got to keep rolling. We got to keep this, you know, ball rolling. We got to do what we got to do. You know what I mean? It comes to that. But, you know, one thing that I've learned recently here, Mad Dads, is to listen. And I mean listen carefully. You know, listening to people, what they need and their wants and all that stuff. Listening to, what they're going through and, you know, having them asking us to pray for them and things of that nature, just that kind of stuff. I've just learned that people calls out for you. People really call out for you. They call out and they ask for help. You know, I've also been doing prison letters. I've been writing these guys back that are in prison. I've been writing them back and giving them an uplifting message, you know. And I can only do that after reading their letter and they're calling out for help. You know what I mean? And I know that just doing what I'm doing now, especially with the Blog Talk Radio, trying to touch lives, it works. And occasionally I come up against criticizing. But you know what? The last criticizer I had, I was laughing. I was laughing. You know, it was such a non-threatening experience. It was hilarious. You know what I mean? It was hilarious, and I'm glad, you know, that I'm able to find humor with those who wish to do me harm. You know, because let's face it, anybody we see coming that's trying to do some harm, we like to post up and, you know, get into a fighting stance and just go crazy. But, you know what I mean, it just wasn't that type of deal. I was able to laugh, and I called him Scrappy. Because he was talking all tough and wasn't going to do anything. Now, mind you, I don't fight, nor am I a violent person. But this guy here, I was able to laugh because, he just stole a hat off of the little guy's head. And, you know, and his older brother kind of punked him out and getting the hat back. You know, and I told him, get the hat back, man. What kind of coward are you? You know what I mean? You kind of, you know, I called him a coward because it was a cowardly move to try to take somebody's hat, especially if the kid is like 10 years old and you're 17. You know, that's cowardly. So, but, you know, after saying so, he gave him his hat back and, you know, I let him know, look, man, that stuff what you just did ain't cool and I'm about ready to call the police. You know, he cussed me out and, you know, now we got to criticize him. You know what I'm saying? So what I had to do is I laughed. Thought it was hilarious. And, you know, that humbleness can bring that kind of peace to you. You know, I've talked to many people who say they didn't have it. You know, and it's not a hard thing to gain or to achieve or anything like that. But it is hard to focus on positivity, especially with all surrounding you is negative people and negative things with nothing positive to say but negativity. You know, just negative things. It's just one of those situations where you have to just realize your self worth. Realize that you have, you know, a goal to achieve. Realize that you have people who do look up to you and that you are a leader and that you have a position. So all those negative things and all those negative people that's trying to put you in negative places, it wouldn't even affect you because you will go straight to where you need to go and do exactly what you need to do. Meet the people who you exactly are supposed to meet. You know? But I want you all to reflect on that. I want you all to think about those words that I have for you today. I do thank you for listening. You know, all the listeners out there and downloading. Don't forget to download, by the way. You can come back on Mad Dash on Block Talk Radio and download previous episodes and listen in to all the fun that we have, because I love talking here. I have fun, you know, spreading the message and all that stuff. It's a really good thing, you know. I love doing that, you know, and it's great. It's just a great thing. But for the most part, I love talking to you all. So, again, we got 13 minutes on the clock. I want to hear from you. Again, this is Mad Dash Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you want to call in and you want to talk to me and you are listening and you are interested in the conversation with me, Brother Carson, call in at 1-347-215-9262. Again, to call in and talk with me, Brother Carson, 1-347-215-9262. The Get Real Youth Project is a program for the youth by the Mad Dads, in which I run. I run the Get Real Youth Project. We have meetings every other week on Saturdays at the YMCA on Broadway, North Minneapolis. So next meeting will be on the 30th. And we're going to be at the YMCA on Broadway. 12 noon is when the meeting will start. We actually are planning a movie before Christmas. Well, not movie. I'm at a play. We're actually planning on making a Christmas play and performing at the Capri Theater when it's getting ready. But when that time comes closer, I'll make sure I keep you all posted. But if you want to get involved, you have children that you want to get your children involved at our ages 8 to 18, definitely give me a call at my office, which is 612-822-1969. Also, you can check out the website and drop us your information, which is www.minneapolismaddash.org, and drop us a dime. Sit them on, talk about our, you know, comment on our statuses on Facebook. Facebook.com/Mad Dads. We got a lot of people that you can network with if you are trying to get some network going on. So just definitely get in with us, because we meet people that always want to do something with us. Well, this is your opportunity. We pass out some cards, and, you know, if you are in the Minneapolis area, you know, we pass out some cards and all the stuff right there on information. If you're interested, talk to us. Let us know. We also have a TV show where we talk about stuff that's going on in our neighborhood, and, you know, it's a great thing to do. It really is. It's a great thing, but I'm just glad that you all listen to it. But definitely, we're going to wrap it up pretty soon. I do want to thank you all for listening today here on Mad Dash Radio, and make sure that y'all listen next Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on blogtalkradio.com/Mad Dash. Just come and hit us up and call us up at 1-347-215-9262. I definitely want to hear from you all. We can definitely talk. If you need resources, you can hit up our website, which should be on our profile. If it's not, I'll make sure I put it on there. So, but, you know, also, if you guys have suggestions for a show, I want you guys to go to our website and drop us a line on that one. Let us know what kind of show should we have for the next time around, and how you want to get involved with the show. Just make sure you connect with us. Minneapolis Mad Dads is here for you, you know, for leaders out there, for those who are leading the way, for those who are being big brothers, big sisters, for those who are mentors, you know, for those who are older friends, for those who are leaders, period, for a group, you know, of anything. or if you have a ministry, or if you have a team or whatever, any leaders out there, understand that criticism applies to all. It doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter what you say, you will be criticized eventually. And I'll take it like a badge of honor. You know, being criticized to me means that somebody recognized my work and that they are, you know, they recognize my work and you know, apparently they want to try to purposely study my work and say that I'm doing something wrong or they think I should do this instead of this. You know, hey, man, how come you ain't chasing after girls and blah, 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 blah no more? You know what I mean? It's because I don't want to fail. Instead of chasing after girl, I'm chasing after God, after his heart. But a lot of people don't realize this kind of stuff now, you know. But it's real. It's real. We can't do it without the Most High. You know what I mean? And we can't do it by ourselves. So I'm begging you, leaders, find some adders. Find some tractors. Get rid of all your subtractors. I mean, all your adders and multipliers, excuse me. Get rid of all your subtractors and all your dividers and everything that's adding and subtracting from your life. Sort them out. Subtractors, get rid of. Adders, keep. You know, that kind of saves memory on your life. You know, it really does. Because surrounding yourself with people you can solely trust, it's a great thing. You know, you can feel like you have a solid team. Definitely. Well, I'm your host, Brother Carson. I definitely, again, want to hear you next week. I said this before, but I want to tell you again, next week at 1 o'clock here on blogtalkradio.com. /Mad-Radio. I want to hear from you. I'll call in number again. If you are writing it down, it is 1-347-215-9262. Is a very phone. That's a very, very long phone number. No, it just has an extra digit. But just give us a call. Talk to us. You know, let us know what you think and get in on the conversation because, you know, this is how we improve. This is how we, you know, get better. You know, if you have any criticism for me and you recommend a technique that I need to use, then please contact me. I will welcome that. You know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, somebody should hope for. So definitely. Well, I'm going to pray out. And those who want to pray out with me, if you are somewhere safe and you're not driving, listening to this on your, you know, your iPhone or anything like that, if you want to pray with me, you can bow your head as well. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to have this show, Lord, and have me pray and talk about different topics that we every week, Lord, in your name, Father God, because we know that people are listening. We know that people are getting inspired by, you know, the good word of God, Lord. So we thank you for being here with us, Father, and we thank you for protecting us, and we thank you for walking with us, Lord, and we thank you for everything that you have been doing in our life despite what's been going on as far as negativity. Despite our haters, despite our criticizers, you know, despite all these people that are meant to destroy us, Father God, we thank you for allowing us to stand strong and stand firm and walk tall with this because we do this all in your glorification, Lord. None of ours, but all of your glorification, Father, because this is what being a true leader is all about. This is what it's all about, Father God, and I'm praying that you stay with us during all this. And, Lord, we pray here that you forgive us in our sins, Lord, and that you cleanse us For those who have stony hearts, Lord, I'm praying and asking that you remove from their hearts, Lord, and give them a brand new heart, Father God, so that they can feel once again, Lord. Lord, give people clean minds, Father God. If they have wicked minds, Lord, take it away from them and give them a clean mind, Lord. Any impurities that might be inside of me, Father God, kill it, Lord, and give me a new body, a new spirit. And that goes for people out there who are listening, you know, people who need a new spirit as well, people who need a new back or whatever, Lord. We're asking all of this in your son Jesus' name, who's our personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, I got to thank you all for listening in and, you know, being here with us and rocking with us. Again, I'm your host, Brother Carson. Please check us out later on tonight. Catch the Mad Dads. They're going to be doing the Peace Bus 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock. They're going to hit up the downtown metro area all the way to Brooklyn Center and get people up, sign the people up, get some resources. If you need a job, we are here. If you need housing, we can help you. If you want to get involved with our youth program, we can get you signed up for that. If you need a church home, we can get you signed up with that. By the way, if you are looking for a church home, I would suggest that maybe you guys check with Shiloh Temple and come kick it with the Mad Dads on Sunday morning at Shiloh Temple, located 1201 West Broadway. So definitely come rock with us whenever you can, because we definitely want to get you on. If you guys want to do parenting class, you know, definitely come in and join that class. But until then, God bless you. God loves you. I love you. And kick it with us next week. I'm your host, Brother Carson. Have a good day.